Swamiji, in another interview, you talked about how you started with yoga and how you started with a yoga teacher's training course. Maybe you can let us know a little bit what your experiences were in the yoga teacher's training course and what made you dedicate all your life to the teaching and practice of yoga.
For a number of years, I can say that I make fairly slow progress in yoga because I started on my own with a book, principally with one book. And I did not know anybody in my life, in my town, who, doing yoga in those days, 1982, in Provence, in the French Provence. It was not done much at all. And after a number of years, I found myself in South India, taking the teacher's training course in the Shivananda Ashram in Kerala. And there, it was a big revelation in many ways. First, the ashram lifestyle, meeting a lot of co-yogis and some very competent teachers and swamis. And to top it all, meeting my guru, Swami Vishnudevananda. He came, he was always traveling, inspiring students and devotees around the world at all times. So he came for the last 4 days of our course. And that meeting with the guru for me was very significant. And I still remember upon coming back from that teacher's training course in the plane, I made the sankalpa, or the resolve, to become a yoga teacher, and this to be my main, you know, my main goal in life, or my main activity in life, to be a yogi and a yoga teacher. What this teacher's training course also brought is, you know, a clearer and much deeper understanding of what Vedanta is and how the different main yoga paths, such as Jnana, Bhakti, Raja, and Karma Yoga, fit together as a system of spiritual growth. And with Vedanta, Advaita Vedanta, or non-dualistic Vedanta giving the guidance. So, a little over a year after taking this this 1 month course, then I went to Canada to join the Shivananda Yoga Vedanta Centers as a full-time staff members, and obviously I deepened, you know, the study quite a bit and the practice, understanding also through that ashram life that integrating spirituality in one's yoga life involves doing quite a bit of service, or seva, or karma yoga. And the big blessing was to be in touch with many, many swamis, is to have, you know, so many different teachers, each of them embodying a beautiful aspect of the teaching in their own way and sharing something different. Each of them will have their own strength. So I feel I have been very blessed not only to have the guidance of Swami Vishnudevananda, to attend numerous satsangs with him and to be in his company at times, but also to have a direct training from many of his direct disciples from whom I learned so much. And this is when I became a full-time yogi, and I feel it was the perfect environment to grow and learn.